All right, I'm in West Tokyo, the land of slow trains. So I got like a 20-minute wait until my train comes. So if you hear an excessive number of bird chirping sounds, which you will because you're hearing them right now, those are not real. That's fake. And I kind of understand. I first noticed that in Fukuoka. I kind of understand why they do it underground, I guess, just to chill people out or make them feel like, oh, everything's fine. I'm in nature. But I think it's pretty weird. Like, that one, I think, is a real bird. So that's why I find it weird that they do that at this station. This is Komiya Station on my way to Hajima and then off to Ome. This station, I've always noticed it. It's very prevalent and very weird. But yeah, there's a bunch of people on the other side of the track waiting for a train. Just me and one other person on this side. So it's also how you can tell you got a wait coming. But that's all right. So I haven't done an update in a while. I was doing a little podcast for each little area of Japan, roughly. But I really have been doing no writing at all. So, you know, I'll be back to Canada soon. In a mere week. And then it's back to the grind. Back to writing. I took my year off to travel Asia. And I don't regret it. On my deathbed, I probably will. I'll be like, oh, I could have written so much more. But whatever, I'll worry about that when I'm dying. But yeah, where have we been since then? I guess the last podcast I did was in Nara, the overflow episode. So from there, I went from Osaka to Otsu by Lake Biwa, which will be important to today's story. And I loved it. I love Lake Biwa. It is beautiful. It was only two stops away from Kyoto, and I did go to Kyoto a few times. It's okay, but frankly overrated, you know. I like Kyoto better than Osaka, but I think I did it like backwards, you know. If you come to Japan and go to Kyoto, it's like, wow, amazing, bamboo and temples and kimonos. I mean, it's not bad. But since I did it in reverse, you know, where I had traveled around Japan for months already and been to a dozen different cities, in that sense, Kyoto does not stand out. I have to report. If you're planning a whole trip to Japan all around Kyoto, but you don't like crowds, don't do it. Don't do it. Every city has great stuff in it and doesn't have crowds. And in fact, Kyoto also doesn't have crowds as long as you don't go to the top 10 tourist things. Like, you really kind of got to go out of your way to get super tourist fucked, even in Kyoto. But you can, and people do. I went to a couple places where I was surrounded by people. But you just move to the sides a little bit, and you can still see amazing shit, and suddenly the people disappear. So, I mean, yeah, basically, if you get caught in big crowds, I don't know how else to say it except that it's your own fault. You're doing that to yourself. That is not necessary. So, yeah, feel free to not plan around Kyoto, but even if you do, there's plenty you can do that does not involve crowds. That's my PSA for the day. Sorry to be like a school marm. But yeah, it's just crowds beget crowds. Over-tourism is like a snake eating its own tail. It's only because people keep going to these same fucking places. Like, that's what's weird about Japan. It's beautiful and amazing, but it's also quite generic in the sense that there's amazing nature and beautiful temples and all the cool shit everywhere. You know, maybe there's a little less bamboo when you leave Kyoto, but that's about it. Other than that, every city is fucking awesome. Every city has tons of great stuff. Kyoto legitimately does not stand out in that regard. But anyway, I wasn't in Kyoto. I was just, again, a little to the side, only a couple stops away, but suddenly you're at Lake Biwa. And it was so beautiful that I was like, I want to spend more time here, not just a week. So I planned the end of my trip to return to Lake Biwa, but I couldn't do it right away. I had other stuff booked and whatnot, so I went to Okayama, which is a nondescript city, but I liked it. It was actually pretty nice. And then I went to Hiroshima, and it was beautiful. Just the way things worked out, I had a hard time booking affordable stuff there, I guess because it's, again, too famous. But beautiful. I was only there for 5 days and I wish I had been there for longer. I want to go back to Hiroshima for sure. The mountains and the hiking, that is a beautiful city. Then I learned about bullet trains. I'd never taken a bullet train up to this point. So I took a bullet train, zoop, zipped back to the Osaka region, and I was like, wow, that's worth it. The bullet train, it's a little bit expensive, but not really. When I realized how much faster it is, it's worth every penny. And, you know, and compared to a flight or whatever, it's fine. So much easier than a flight, too, because you don't have to go through security and stuff. I fully recommend the bullet train. That is a tourist thing that is worthwhile. You know, I was taking, like, local trains as, like, an experiment on this trip, and it was kind of neat. Like, wow, no pale faces besides me, that's for sure. It's all locals. It was a neat thing to do, but it was very slow. The bullet train is amazing. So I went back to the Osaka area, but this time down south to Wakayama, then back up to Lake Biwa and Otsu for 2 weeks this time. So I just finished my 2 weeks. Now I'm back to the Tokyo region to catch a plane out of here. So I got 1 week in West Tokyo and then back to Canada. But this story is about Otsu and about Lake Biwa because I noticed as I was traveling down the coast and across the country, I think I first noticed this in Gamagori. I was in a bookstore and there was just a big poster for a novel that just looked cool. I don't know if you remember, but way back, one of my really early episodes, I talked about this young adult book that I found that just had this really evocative cover photo. It was like an oil painting of a young woman standing on some bluffs wearing a sweater, and it just was like, I want to know who that is. I want to know who that character is. I want to know what her story is. This was similar, where it's like an anime-ish, anime-adjacent style drawing of the girl from this novel, but I picked one up and flipped through it, and it was just text. It's like, okay, this is just a novel. It just has a drawing of the girl on the front. Here comes the train going the other way. But yeah, there was just something about this girl, Naruse, her name is, N-A-R-U-S-E, just a girl with blunt bangs and long hair, and she was just wearing various uniforms and just, I don't know, she just looks cool. I had that same feeling of like, she seems cool, I want to know who she is, I want to know what this story is. But, you know, then I didn't really think about it again. It was just a cool thing at a bookstore, but it was cool enough that I took a picture of this poster on the wall. I was just like, I like this. And then it kept popping up as I was traveling around Japan until I eventually got to Otsu. Perhaps I'll let this train leave because it's kind of just buzzing. Let's let you go, train. You ever hear that song, Buzzing, by the Asian Dub Foundation? Can't live my life with no rhythm or rhyme. Bored of chilling, I got to organize my time. Just watch me now, I got a lifetime to feel, yeah, I'm buzzing. That's a really cool song. But yeah, in Otsu, I saw many more posters. At this point, I didn't know the girl's name was Naruse. I didn't know what this was at all. I just kept seeing stuff for it. And there was a whole bookstore near where I was staying in Otsu that had a display out front for this book series, and it had stuff signed by the author. So I started doing my Google Translate stuff and then researched this thing a bit. And it turns out the author's name is Mina Miyajima, M-I-Y-A-J-I-M-A, M-I-N-A. It's weird to get annoyed by sirens, because speaking of the deathbed, yeah, who knows what's going on out there. Someone's having a bad day, and I'm like, stop it. Stop making a siren. I'm doing a podcast. But yeah, Mina Miyajima. And the novel is called Naruse Goes to Take Over the World. It's quite recent, and in fact, a second volume just came out, I believe, this year. And it turns out the lady who wrote it is from Otsu, or lives in Otsu. I don't think she was born there. But the whole story takes place in Otsu. And this character, Naruse, I don't know, she's like an unofficial ambassador, I think, for the region. Kind of helps promote it. I think it may even become her official job title in the second book, where she's older and she's in university. I don't really know much about it. You know, it's like a series of short stories. And I did buy a copy. I just bought a copy this morning as I was leaving the Lake Biwa area because I was like, I don't want to leave. I like it here. This place rules. But hey, to remember it by, how much more perfect could this be? And I was staying by Otsu Station. The next station over, Zeze Station, Z-E-Z-E, is actually Naruse's home station. That's her home neighborhood. At that station, there's a huge poster for it. And apparently, you know, there's like, you can go do a little sightseeing tour of stuff from the book. But I tried to Google that and I couldn't find out what the locations in the story are. So I'll have to just try to translate this book. It's going to be tough to read this book knowing no Japanese. But maybe I can, by the time I come to Japan again sometime in the future, maybe I can do the Naruse tour, because I will definitely be going back to Lake Biwa because I love it. But yeah, this book that I kept seeing all across Japan, and I just thought was cool. It was neat that I just accidentally ended up at the ground zero of this book, where it all takes place and the character's from and the author lives, etc., etc. And it turns out why it was so prominent everywhere is it won an award. I don't remember, bookseller award of some kind. But yeah, just it won an award as like this year's cool-ass book, and apparently the first volume sold like 500,000 copies. And it's just so neat because I've noticed this a lot. I mean, I knew this about Japan anyway, but especially being here and going into bookstores and stuff, they have such a huge domestic market. It's very hard to find, say, like, you know, for North American stuff, I don't know, there's like maybe a tiny little corner with some Spider-Man comics or something, some Batman, you know. But it's almost all Japanese stuff, and not just comics, but novels. Tons and tons and tons of Japanese novels. And I mean, I guess it's the double-sided thing of if you're a Japanese author, it's probably quite hard to break out of Japan. Like, the only Japanese novel I ever had was Battle Royal, was translated into English, and I had a copy. But I mean, I'm sure there's more, but there's not a ton. Whereas on the other hand, within Japan, you can be big business, you know, you can really do well. Where it's just not that way. I mean, it's different in North America because of languages. You know, there's not language barriers. But like a Canadian author, are you kidding? There's no Canadian section, or if there is, I mean, who gives a fuck, you know? And there's definitely no like billboards and posters and like, oh, and there was a Naruse streetcar in Otsu. But even like beyond Otsu, it makes sense that Otsu had this stuff, but every city had this stuff. I saw this stuff all over the place. And I'm afraid my train's coming, so I'll have to continue this after. But it's just, it was so cool. Because it's this thing that would never, it just can't really happen this way in North America. That this book just gets picked up and it just gets, you know, it gets promoted by the country. It's like a dream. It's like the author's dream that your book, and this lady, she's born in 1983. She's a little younger than me. Oh, fuck, this train is crowded. But this is her debut novel, and the country just embraced it. Okay, I'll get back to this after I get off this train. All right, now I'm transferring at Hajima station to station. Only have a few minutes before this train, so let's just continue talking till I get interrupted by a train. But yeah, I was thinking how, like, in North America, you know, I guess there's, like, the very famous names that are, like, franchise names, you know, Stephen King or Dean Koontz or whoever, if you happen to be Grisham, John Grisham, you know, just one of these names that becomes, like, you're in all the airports, you know? Oh, shit, is this my train already? Why'd I even start talking? Well, let's go all the way to the car at the end. Can I talk to myself? Probably not, even though this isn't a, you know, the Western Tokyo area is pretty quiet. It is 5 o'clock. It is rush hour. Yeah, maybe, though. All the way to the corner of the train. All by myself. Maybe I can talk to myself. I still shouldn't, but I might. But yeah, if you're one of these, like, franchise names and you get your name everywhere, I mean, obviously that's one in a million that happens. And I don't think I would want that to happen anyway. I wouldn't want to be one of those types of writers because, like, Stephen King's a good example. He got famous as a quote-unquote horror writer. But I don't know if I've ever read a horror novel by Stephen King. I mean, he definitely wrote some. Early on, he wrote them more often. But the number of Stephen King books, like, I never thought of him as a horror author. It's like 10% of his work, if even. But, you know, that's just how he's known. That's what he's famous for. Everybody knows Stephen King, but how many people really know Stephen King? Like, I wouldn't want that. And that's kind of the only option in North America. Either you're just, like, beyond famous, so much so that it transcends who you even really are. Oh, is that a 5 o'clock song playing? I think it is. Or you're just in obscurity. This thing that happened with the Naruse books, it's like a writer's dream, you know? It's like, this is what I wish could happen to me. I wish I could have a novel that got picked up. You know, and again, this lady, she's like my age roughly, wrote her first novel, won an award, and now she's got posters everywhere. She sold 500,000 fucking books. And yeah, I bought a copy today. It's like $15. That adds up. That's pretty good.
This is an Omen Line train for Omen. The next station is Ushihama, JC56. The doors on the right side will open. Please push the button beside the door to get off the train.
Yeah, I haven't heard that pre-recorded voice in a while. It's been a while since I've been on this train line. Please push the button. She definitely does not swallow her T's. No button. Push that button. So anyway, yeah, I guess I don't really know how much else I have to say about this because I don't know much about the book even. I'm going to desperately try to read it, see how it goes. But just as a memory of Lake Biwa, it's a cool thing to have. And just the phenomenon of it is so cool. It is just like, man, I'm sure we all wish that would happen to us, right? Like your book just gets picked up and it's like the wind beneath your wings. Your nation lifts you up and carries you to nationwide prominence. It's so cool. And I don't know if it happens anywhere except Japan. Japan has such a domestic, you know, for everything, TV, anime, music, books, such a huge domestic market for such a relatively small, you know, country where everyone is kind of contained together. It's just neat. It's just a neat thing. And yeah, like a neat dream. If you're a writer, what a cool dream. Like that would be my dream if I write my novel and then I get to walk around and see posters for it and stuff. Man, it would be so cool. But not only is that not going to happen, that just can't happen. It can't happen in that way in North America or maybe anywhere else. I don't know. But that's the story of, what I've been up to, which is nothing, but I'll be leaving Japan soon and getting back to the writing grind. But yeah, the story of Miyajima Mina, Naruse Goes to Take Over the World, and how I just saw this book all over the place and accidentally went to the place that it's about. And now I have a copy that I'm going to try to read.
The next station is Fusa. JC57. The doors on the right side will open. Please push the button beside the door to get off the train.
It could be kind of neat, too, to read a book where I can't really properly translate it, because that's what happened with Miyazaki. Not the anime Miyazaki, the video game Miyazaki, the guy who made Dark Souls. Dark Souls has this really cool way of telling a story that is well-suited to a video game, where it's like you know, it doesn't have clear details. A lot of things are obscured and foggy on purpose. And it really makes the storyline feel bigger and cooler. And the story I heard is that the thing that inspired him to do that was when he read Lord of the Rings, and his English wasn't that good, so he understood a third of it, and he had to fill in the blanks for the rest. And then he said that when he really learned what the actual story of Lord of the Rings is, he was a little let down, because, you know, it's pretty thin story. I respect Lord of the Rings in some ways. I respect, you know, when you hear about how Tolkien wrote it, the development of it, a lot of that's very interesting. The books themselves, I do not think are very interesting, and I know many people do, and maybe you're one of those people, and I don't know why you're lying to everyone and lying to yourself, because those stories are so fucking boring. Fuck you. Suck my dick. So yeah, Miyazaki was like, man, my version was better. Not knowing all the details was better. So maybe I'll get that out of the Naruse book. Maybe my version will be some cool, weird, messed up version where I'm piecing things together and it'll be cool. I don't know. Anyway, I'm almost at my stop and I will stop talking to myself on the train now because this is such a faux pas. What am I doing?
The next station is Hamura, JC58. The doors on the right side will open. Please push the button beside the door to get off the train.
So for song of the day, let's end with Buzzin' by the Asian Dub Foundation. Haven't thought of that song in years probably, but it's a great song. It's a very good song. So thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next episode where I'll probably be back in Canada actually finishing my fucking novel.
Call me, wait, jump up, jump up, jump up. was here.